It was some years ago, I remember, when they closed our local airport. It was a violent storm at Newark Airport, and thousands of people had their plans suddenly changed. You know, storms have a way of doing that, don't they? There's a snowstorm, for example, and schools and businesses, oh, they all had their plans made for the day, and suddenly, all those plans are out the window. Meetings that had to be today, amazingly rescheduled. Planes and ships are diverted or blown off course. A storm is a classic embodiment of that familiar phrase, due to circumstances beyond our control. Maybe you're in the middle of a storm right now. Your life, your plans being blown around, and it seems like everything's out of control. I've got good news for you today. I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about surprises in the storm. Now, a word for today from the Word of God is going to come from Acts 27. It's about surprises in the storm. Now, I don't know where your storm is right now, but maybe there's something that is just blowing your life out of control. By the way, if you're not in a storm, just stay tuned. You'll have yours pretty soon, probably. That's just the way life is. Now, maybe in your life right now, there are things that are just suddenly out of control financially, or at work, or there's a family situation you just can't seem to change. Or maybe your health has suddenly become turbulent. Somehow, there's an out-of-control time in your life. Well, you're going to be able to relate to Paul's storm in Acts 27. What was happening was that he was being taken by Roman soldiers on a grain ship from Israel to Rome. They had a lot of water to cross to get from where Israel is and to cross the ocean, get over to Italy where they needed to be. And in the middle of all this, they encountered a terrible storm. It lasted 14 days. Hurricane strength, we're told in Acts 27:20. When neither sun nor stars appeared for many days, the Bible says, and the storm continued raging, we finally gave up all hope of being saved. Now, if you've ever felt like all your points of reference were gone, you couldn't see the sun, the moon, the stars, all the things you usually count on, well, the storm was that bad. The things you were able to hang on to before, they're not there. Well, maybe you're there right now, and you know what? It's easy to give up hope, isn't it? Well, the outcome of the story you need to take note of, too. It says, everyone reached land in safety. They were blown into the rocks after 2 weeks, but it says they were on an island. And in chapter 28, we found out the island was called Malta. You know where Malta is? It's on the southern coast of Italy. It's right where they've been heading all the time. Oh, they've been out of control for 2 weeks, or so it seemed. But the whole time that they've been out of control, they had been right on course. And so are you. Nahum 1, verse 3 says, the Lord has his way in the whirlwind and the storm. It may feel like you're either going nowhere right now, or you're on the verge of disaster. Maybe on the verge of shipwreck, being blown on the rocks. Remember this. The surprise in the storm is this, that God uses these out-of-control times. He uses them to blow his children right where they were supposed to go all along. I know it feels like your life is out of control. I've been there. But you know what? You are really right on course.
Hey, friend, discover the power of your hope story. When we get to the finish line of our lives, we want to say, I made a difference. You can. Many lives can be touched by your life forever. God wants to use your influence in the lives of lost people around you to help them be in heaven with you someday. That's where your story comes in. Check out the free online video series, Your Hope Story, hosted by Doug and Ron Hutchcraft, now available at yourhopestory.com. That's yourhopestory.com. That website again, yourhopestory.com. Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.